us plenty of time to spend with our Lord in adoration. And but maybe just a few comments tonight about what we're encountering here. The theological word for this event tonight is we would call this a theophany. Theo, T-H-E-O, the Greek word for God or Lord, and theophany, P-H-A-N-Y. A theophany is an encounter with God. At the Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John have a theophany experience. Moses on the plains with the burning bush is a theophany experience, an encounter with God. Tonight, as we gather here in this chapel for exposition with our Lord, our Eucharistic Lord on the altar, is for us a theophany experience. Can we come into the presence of our Lord and not be changed? Remember that glance that we heard in the Psalms that's able to melt mountains like wax? This is His love for us. Some have asked me, how do you do adoration well? I don't know that there's a right or a wrong way to do it per se, but I will tell you what my favorite way is. For me, people who say, how do you do adoration well, I think is a little bit like asking, how do you do suntanning well on the beach? You don't really do anything, you just lay there, that's how you do it. And you let the sun do its part.
Adoration.
Sun tanning.
Not S-U-N.
But S-O-N. And as you're
here,
to tan in front of our Eucharistic Lord, to let those rays of His permeate to the deepest, darkest of your heart. And healing, to gaze upon Him and to allow Him to sanctify you
in His presence.
I will just quickly leave us tonight with gentle reminders now. When we were growing up and we were little children, our parents oftentimes would remind us to mind our manners. To enter the kingdom of heaven, we have to be like little children, and sometimes as children, we too need reminders to mind our spiritual manners. So 8 brief spiritual manners for you to be aware of. You know them already, but they're good reminders. Saying I'm sorry is a good spiritual. Saying I'm sorry to our Lord in the penitential rite at Mass. Saying I'm sorry to our Lord in the sacrament of reconciliation. Our Blessed Mother in her appearance in Kibeho, in Rwanda, the most recent Vatican-approved Marian apparition, says that before we begin our prayer, we should make an act of contrition, saying, I'm sorry, is a good spirit. Saying, please. In our intercessory prayer and our petitions before, saying please to Him. The spiritual masters call it begging. Our Lord Jesus. Saying thank you is a good spiritual.
I
mentioned it earlier, the notion of gratitude. The Greek word for thanksgiving is Eucharistia. So when we come to celebrate the Eucharist, we're coming to in the 3 p.m. conference this afternoon, I mentioned it. Bring a gift to the wedding. Bring a gift of love. Bring a gift of prayer. But bring a gift that you need transformed. Make eye contact. That's a good spiritual manner. When you're praying to God, look at Him on the cross or close your eyes and use the eyes of your heart. Make eye contact with the person that you're speaking with. Be a good listener. It's a good spiritual manner. Conversation with your best friend, how much time do you spend talking versus listening? Might be 50-50. Ebbs and flows. We all have had friendships, quote unquote, with people that just monopolize the conversation and you can't get a word in edgewise. Is that how the Lord would describe our relationship with Him? Can He not get a word in edgewise because we're busy telling Him what He should do? I want world peace. Aunt Sally's still sick. I haven't won that lottery. We've discussed these all before, Lord. I'll be back next week to check and see how you're doing. Do we treat Him like a hired hand? That's not to say that intercessory prayer or petitions are bad. But if that's all we do is talk at Him and then leave, and we call it prayer, we're sadly lacking. Spend time listening. Spend time listening in the silence. Whoa, He doesn't say anything to me, Father. All right, that's fine. Keep listening. Be present to Him. He answers in a variety of different ways. Blessed Mother Teresa was asked what she does at adoration. She said, I go and look at Him. The reporter asked, what does He do? He looks at me, she said. And if you don't understand it, I can't explain it. Spend time with our Lord. There is an article in your handout about the Mass. But a good spiritual manner that I would suggest as an act of reverence, don't eat with your hands. On the tongue. It is true here in the United States we do have an indult. We have a dispensation. We have an exemption from the rule. In the United States we may receive in the hand. And if you receive in the hand, it's fine. But please note that it's an exemption from the rule. The rule in the Catholic Church out of reverence to our Lord. I would encourage you. You should have in my mind, I'm not your pastor, I'm not your spiritual director, but I would encourage you, you should have a specific reason if you're not receiving on the tongue as to what that reason is. There should be a reason as to why you're not following the universal rule of. Maybe it should be a stronger reason than just a personal preference. In my opinion, I don't want to put too fine of a point on that, but I would list it as a spiritual manner. Don't eat with your hands. And finally, as I mentioned earlier today, dress for the wedding. Don't come without a wedding garment. Both interiorly, but also exteriorly. Now it's true, as I mentioned earlier today, for first-timers, the Lord doesn't care what they wear. He's more excited that they're here. But after you've fallen in love with Him and have a relationship and know what's here and what's present, our external action should reveal what we internally. And if we believe that the creator of the universe who died for us is here, then we should be willing to go through some small penance of sacrifice to do our best to look good.
When you go out on a date that's an important date
with the one that you love, you just go mow the lawn and then go
out on a date, or you clean yourself up a little bit.
And, you know, put on some little foo-foo smelly stuff and make yourself, you know. So do that for the Lord, who we should love more than anyone. Go to the extra mile that tells about what's in our heart. Those are just 8 quick spiritual manners to reflect upon
in our
relationship to fall more deeply in love with Christ. Again, I would leave you with all of these things that we talk about are tools pray about or to dialogue with our Lord about. If you leave the retreat, if and I'll talk more about this tomorrow, but you'll get home and you're going to run into some people and they say, "Oh, how'd the retreat go?" And if you say, "That Father Tomlinson, he was wonderful. Man, is he a retreat master. Woofty, I like that retreat." I would love it. I would think that would be great. But it would mean that I failed in my job. If, on the other hand, you were to say, "I had a deeper encounter with Christ. He and I talked about things I hadn't talked about in years or maybe ever. It really deepened my love for him or my appreciation for him." And wow, Father Tomlinson is a great retreat master. But remember, all of this is designed to deepen your love with him. And so my job is, remember what John the Baptist says, I must decrease so that he can increase. So that he can increase in your life, in your friendship, and your love with him. We'll have a good half hour at least here of quiet adoration. It's fine to read things, it's fine to journal, it's fine to dialogue and to prayer and to pray, but there is some value in just sitting, suntanning, soaking up the rays of his love. And there's a value to that as well.